USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of 10 states and more than 11 million people are under blizzard warnings as snow falls across the Northeast. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This is not a time to be out there shopping.
Power outages are being reported in many cities, and thousands of flights are being canceled. In the thick of the storm, our very own Chris Barnes reports from Massachusetts.
Well, by sheer coincidence, the USA Radio News New England Bureau is located right in the crosshairs of this crazy storm. So I'm standing on the deck of our facility here, and I'm looking at snow that is blowing around, and we're only expecting it to get worse here. We've got a number of inches, but within the next few hours, it's supposed to pile up at about 4 inches an hour, and the winds are supposed to go from gusts currently of about 40 miles an hour to gusts of about 80 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A new strain of the Omicron variant has been detected.
Just as the Omicron variant starts to die down in parts of the United States, scientists have their eye on another coronavirus variant spreading rapidly in parts of Asia and Europe. It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
So we don't know much about the new variant. So really, variants are not tested frequently. Probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients, like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Many people are injured after a bridge gives way in Pittsburgh.
A bridge has collapsed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, resulting in 10 injuries, three of whom who had to be taken to the hospital Friday morning. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Graney.
The bridge collapsed. Bus went over. So far, I think we have three that were injured. Chief Jones will be coming up to give you an analysis of exactly what happened. But right now, there's no fatalities. We do have a collapsed bridge that we're dealing with. And we'll be dealing with it throughout the day to make sure that everybody is secure. There was a gas leak. The gas has been turned off. It's not hazardous to the people. That's what I was told so far. So right now we're still assessing the situation, getting information. But the good thing at this point is there's no fatalities.
Less than 2 weeks after an underwater volcano explosion cut off communications on the island of Tonga, a powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of the island again. The quake hit in the ocean about 130 miles northwest of Tonga. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to any of the populated islands that make up the whole Tonga region. The seismic activity came 12 days after a volcano erupted and produced a tsunami that caused widespread damage in Tonga and minor effects as far away as the U.S. West Coast. Many countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, have given aid to Tonga, such as clean drinking water, medical supplies, and food.